Welcome to the Windows Workflow Foundation Developer Screencast Series. My name is Matt Milner, and I work for Pluralsight, a training company that provides both instructor-led and online courses for Microsoft developers. Visit www.pluralsight.com for more details. In this short screencast, I'm going to show you how to use the replicator activity in Windows Workflow Foundation to add powerful control flow capabilities to your workflows. The replicator activity is one of the control flow activities in Windows Workflow Foundation, which means it allows me to add some capabilities to my workflow to control how other activities are going to execute. So if we look in the toolbox over here, we'll see the replicator along with all the others, and I can drag it out here onto the surface. Now in this particular workflow scenario, I've got a custom activity library, some things that we've been building in previous screencasts. I have my Git manager activity that knows how to go out and look up a manager for a particular employee. And I have my send mail activity that knows how to send an email to someone with a body and a subject. And I have a notify manager that's a composite activity that allows me to combine those two together. So I give it an employee name, it finds the manager, and sends the manager an email. And so what I'm going to do is in the replicator activity, what I have is capabilities to do for each like semantics. So I can give it a set of data, and for each item in the data set, it will run my defined activities or the child activities that I give it. So the first thing I need to do is provide it with that set of data. If we come over and look at the properties here, we'll see this property called initial child data. And I'll click to go out and bind that, and see I have a field here called employees on the workflow. It's a list of strings. I'll hit OK. Now if we go to the code behind here and take a look at the workflow, we'll see that the employees is really just a simple collection where I've given it two names to start me off here. I could have this data coming from another activity that looked those employees up. Those could be parameters to the workflow that came in. In this case, I just want to keep it simple and have those be static pieces of data. So what that means is I have two names, so the child activities here are going to run twice. Now the thing about the replicator on most composites like this, when they're going to execute something more than once, or they're going to have a child activity like that, is they require you to give them one child activity. So what I want to be able to do is get a manager and send an email, but since I can't put both of those things in there right away, I'm going to put a wrapper in there called sequence activity that just gives me a simple container that'll run these things in order. And then I'll add my activities in there, so a get manager and a send mail activity. And here I'm really just going to set these up as I would normally. So for the send mail activity on the to address, I'll go out and bind that. So I have to go into the replicator, into the sequence, get my get manager activity and bind to that manager email using activity binding. So I'll send the email to the manager. And I'll just say, you know, replicator provides rich control flow. And for the subject, we'll just say it's replicator activity. And then I'll provide my address as a from address. So that guy's all configured, the send mail. The get manager, if you remember, needs to take in an employee name here, and then it's going to return a manager email and a manager name. But rather than configure this or bind this, I want to be able to provide that piece of data that the replicator's using. So for each iteration, we're going to run this child sequence. I want to be able to take whatever that active or current piece of data is and set that on the get manager activity. And the way that I do that is that the replicator provides me several different events that allow me to go in. And the one I'm interested in is the child initialized. This is going to allow me to inject some code as the replicator gets ready to execute an instance or a clone of this child activity. So we'll call that child init. And I get two things in here. I get the replicator child event args, and I get the sender as an object. And if I look at the event arguments, you'll notice that I get two things. I get the activity, So I have a reference to the instance of that sequence, and I also get the instance data, which is the item from the collection. So I can say string employee equals instance data to string, since instance data is an object. And now I want to get my get manager activity, because I want to be able to set some property on that. In order to do that, I'm first going to have to get out the sequence activity. So let's start with a sequence activity. And e.activity is going to provide me that reference. So that's the current activity instance or child activity. That's my sequence activity. For the get manager activity, I'm going to have to go into that sequence and get activity by name. Call that get manager activity one. If we look back at where that's coming from, you can see the name right there, and I actually need to lowercase that g, but that's the name that I'm using to go out and find this. So now I have my get manager activity, and I can simply go in and say that the employee name equals my string, and I've now initialized that child activity. So I have access to the current piece of data, I have access to the template, or the clone of the activities that are about to run. I go in and manipulate those and set the properties in order to get those ready to go. So now if I go through and build this, say that the build succeeded, go ahead and run it, and that worked. We'll go out, and there's our couple pieces of mail. Going to open one of those up, and there we see replicator provides rich control flow, and there's our replicator activity as the subject. And we got one for each of the employees in our setup. So that's pretty basic functionality of for each execution, but the replicator actually has a couple of other properties and events that are really kind of unique and make it powerful. One is the execution type. In this sense, it allows me to go in and define how that replicator is going to execute the child activities. And here, it did it in sequence, but I can also set that to parallel. And just to show you a simple example of what that means, we put a delay activity in here and set that for 2 seconds. If I run this again, then we watch, so 1, 2, 3, 4, you see that it took about 4 seconds for that to execute because it ran each of these activities in sequence. Now, if I come in and change this to parallel and I run it again, see 1, 2, now it's done. Because what happens is the replicator, when you set it to run in parallel, it starts each of these up in parallel. That means that both of those delays are happening at the same time rather than the sequence is happening one after another, so it takes half the time. It gives me execution semantics much like the parallel activity. Now, where that's really helpful is when you're doing something like this where you're going to notify a manager, but also wait for a response, because then you can be waiting for all of those responses at the same time. Now, the other thing that the replicator provides is this until condition. So it really combines the idea of a for each with a do while, for example, where the until condition allows me to specify, just like any other condition, I go to the declarative rule condition and come in and create that, so like any other condition on here. And what I can do then is provide any references to the employees, or I could say the count equals 2. You can do things like that. That one doesn't really make logical sense, but the idea here is that I'm running a bunch of these activities, likely in sequence or in parallel, and I have some condition that I want to use to define a stopping point. So for example, I'm going to use this replicator and I have a collection of three managers, and I'm going to go out and notify all of them and wait for them to respond with an approval or something. And I have an until condition that says I want to execute this until I get two responses out of the three, or until one of those responses comes from a VP or somebody at a particular level, or maybe the direct manager of the employee. Whatever rules or business requirements I have that says, I want to notify three or four different people, but I don't need to wait for all the responses. And so my until condition is basically my break in that sense, where I can say, look, if I've got these particular conditions, I want to break out of this. I want to cancel all the executing activities, stop what they're doing, stop waiting, and move on with execution. So that's the replicator activity in a nutshell. It allows you the for each semantics to iterate over data, provides one of the core data-driven activities within Windows Workflow Foundation, and allows you to provide some control flow around your own composite activities. Thank you for watching this video in the Windows Workflow Developer Screencast Series. You can find more in-depth online training videos at Pluralsight.com. Pluralsight offers an extensive library of online training courses covering a variety of current and emerging Microsoft technologies, and you can access this valuable content from anywhere, anytime, within just a few clicks, while still learning from industry experts you trust. Check it out today at Pluralsight.com.